The university issued a 5 p.m. deadline for in-campers to disband. What's happening today? Your reaction to that and anything you're anticipating?
Yeah, so that's actually a little older. I think that came maybe by Friday already. You know, that's a threat, and I think since then they've clearly retreated into a negotiating position where, you know, we have a lot of, you know, chips to play, and I think they are definitely in a position where they're listening to us and forced to bring us to the table, and so I'm not super worried about that as a hard deadline.
President Paxson did say that she won't drop charges against students who were arrested in previous protests. Your reaction to that?
You know, I think that's very unfortunate. I mean, today we saw that the Providence City Council called to drop those charges, and that these charges, in fact, go against the not only the ethos of our institution, but also the city that we live in. And I think that's a really, you know, harmful suppression of speech, and that we really should be defending these students. And as the administration moves into negotiations where they are conceding that students have had the moral high ground and the moral right, I think it makes it a much harder line to hold on to as these inconsistencies show through, that they really need to stop punishing student protesters for speaking up against genocide in Gaza.
There seems to be a lot more people here than there were earlier in this encampment. What's your sense of how many people here right now? I would guess there are several hundred people. How many are actually encamped here on the main lawn?
Yeah, I think we're about 100, a little more, who are genuinely spending the nights here. But, you know, I think it's really important that we are, you know, part of a much broader community. We're not speaking as just 100 randos with a random opinion. We're representing really a majority of the student body. And, you know, I think they're really showing up for us today. And especially as it seems like we are reaching victories, people are energized, people are mobilized, and they're wanting to show up and stay here. And so, you know, I think it's really great that the broader community is here, and we're really proud to stand by them.
Last question quickly. People are reacting to this in a lot of different ways. Some people are saying that you're terrorist sympathizers. It's hard to educate people on a big picture issue in a soundbite. But what's your message to the folks out there that are trying to antagonize or demean the work that you're doing out here?
Yeah, I mean, I think very clearly we're calling for a ceasefire, for an end to violence. We are addressing our university's investment in a current ongoing genocide. We are, you know, this is dedicated to the over 35,000 lives lost in Gaza and the, you know, over 10,000 children who have been murdered. And I think that, you know, I call for broad sympathies and people just to imagine these children who have lost their families, have lost their schools, have lost their houses, and have lost everything. And that we're here to stand up for, you know, for a people that have been brutally attacked and to end violence. And that's our fundamental case, and that we're proud to stand up against violence, and we're proud to end our university's complicity in violence.